Union proud.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
In 2020, Nevadans faced unprecedented government overreach and has had a devastating effect on our economy, on the livelihoods of countless Nevadans, and on our basic foundational freedoms. And now, of course, as lawmakers deal with the fiscal realities of shutting down an entire economy, they're getting ready to ask you, the very Nevadans who are suffering the most right now, to cough up even more of your hard-earned dollars to fix their mistakes. The Clark County Education Association wants to make Nevada's average sales tax the highest in the nation, and that's just the beginning. You can be sure government agencies, lobbyists, and unions will be out in force to make sure that their priorities are put ahead of yours. That's why Nevada Policy will be on the ground in Carson City this legislative session, making sure struggling Nevadans, not government insiders, are put first in the 2021 session. Partner with us today, and let's rebuild this great state. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and join our effort. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
Mr. Rogers said, look for the helpers. You can always find people who are helping. Thank you to all the first responders who put their lives in danger to help us when my brothers and sisters need them. We look out for the helpers because they look out for us.
Help us help first responders in your community today. Go to firstrcf.org to learn more.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. You could even do it today. And by the way, their programs begin at $199 per month. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. When we come back, the question of herd immunity. It depends on who you talk to. We'll get to that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
At 3:31, as we check out our traffic cams right now, look out for a multi-car collision. That is on Interstate 15 northbound at Charleston, and it's blocking the off-ramp there, so be careful. They've got some cones. Just watch for other traffic. Also, slow flows on the 515. In fact, you're bumper-to-bumper there, westbound at Eastern, as you work your way into the Spaghetti Bowl. 15 southbound at Symphony. Once you get past the Spaghetti Bowl there on 15 south, you're really clogged up, averaging about 35 miles per hour through there. And we're getting some reduced speeds on the Southern Beltway as well, as we check out our cameras there in Henderson. 215 east of Valley Verde, and at 215 westbound at Gibson.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. UNLV basketball just cannot find any stability when it comes to their head coaching position. Once again, they're looking for a new head coach, as TJ Otzelberger, he has resigned as the head coach to accept the new head coaching position at Iowa State. He spent two seasons at UNLV, but he had spent 8 years previously with the Cyclones as an assistant coach. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they've now won four in a row and 10 of their last 12. Four third-period goals yesterday. They come back to beat the Sharks by a 5-4 score. They are going to match up against the Kings coming up tomorrow. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Hey, James, that order just doubled. We've got to move fast here.
Indeed, and those unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Somebody pick up that phone.
Like at Luca's Gourmet Frozen Pizza Company, to operate at scale, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Thursday, March 18th. Man, it's hard to believe. By the way, how many of you got your $1,400 checks? I have not gotten mine yet. And I checked my bank account at Bank of America, and I said, well, let's just see if it's in there. It wasn't in there. Now, I should say the last round of checks, the $600 checks under the Trump administration, I got via a hard check, not via, So it may be that I get a hard check in a week or so. Again, remember, it's the government. It's the government. I want you to hear something that happened earlier today. Rand Paul, senator from Kentucky, the junior senator, confronted in a not-so-nice way Dr. Anthony Fauci, and Fauci pushed back big time. This was Rand Paul and Dr. Fauci earlier today.
What studies do you have that people that have had the vaccine or have had the infection are spreading the infection? If we're not spreading the infection, isn't it just theater?
No, it's not.
You had the vaccine and you're wearing two masks. Isn't that theater?
No, that's not. Here we go again with the theater. Let's get down to the facts.
You want to get rid of vaccine hesitancy? Tell them they can quit wearing their mask after they get the vaccine. Okay. You want people to get the vaccine? Give them a reward instead of telling them that the nanny state's going to be there for 3 more years and you got to wear a mask forever. People don't want to hear it. There's no science behind it.
Well, let me just state for the record that masks are not theater. Masks are protective, and we
have immunity there, theater. If you already have immunity, you're wearing a mask to give comfort to others. You're not wearing a mask because of any science.
I totally disagree with you.
That was an interesting conversation in a Senate committee earlier today. Now, Dr. David Kessler, if you don't know who he is, I've heard of him before. I think he was in the Obama administration. And he is the COVID-19 response director and was talking, with the governor yesterday, said, hey, by April 6th, everybody 16 years of age and older can get the vaccine. It doesn't mean you're going to get the vaccine, but you'll be eligible, okay? And nationally, we've got President Biden out on the stump talking about how everybody's going to be able to get it. Everybody's going to be eligible. And again, that doesn't mean you're going to get it in your arm, but anyway, I want you to hear Dr. David Kessler. He is the COVID-19 response director, talking about the inventory of the vaccine is on the rise. Here it is.
We will have, within 90 days, in essence, quadrupled our vaccine supply. I believe that we're going to be shifting from a supply issue to a demand issue pretty soon. Just as a pediatrician, I've dealt with the issue of vaccine hesitancy in children, and I think it's very important that we understand that the American people look to their health professionals for guidance. We are approaching 100 million shots in arms. That's a remarkable number. And I think that one of the most important things that we can all do is to, when we look at those 100 million shots in arms, look at the remarkable, knock wood, safety profile. Right? Things can happen. We are ever vigilant. That's the job of my former agency and Dr. Marks. But I think that to date, we can sit here in front of the American public and say these are very safe vaccines.
How many of you have actually gotten the first dose, or maybe the first and second dose, or maybe the only dose? I'm due a second dose, I think, on May 20 or March 29th, something like that. Yeah. A lot of people, but you know what? I've still got friends that absolutely refuse to get the vaccine. Heidi Harris, you're going to hear her coming up at 5:05. You hear her every day at 9 a.m. to noon here on AM 670 KMZQ. She absolutely refuses to get it. Now, I'm healthy as a horse, and I haven't had any negative impacts. But there are still people out there that just absolutely refuse to get the vaccine. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm going to open up our phone lines at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out if there are still holdouts and you're not going to take the vaccine. You got all this vaccine that's been ordered. I mean, literally, what, billions of doses? I mean, this is pretty impressive. But what's going to happen if you organize a party and nobody comes to the party? Nobody wants to show up. And by the way, I've thrown a few parties like that, where you order all the food and all the beverages and everything, get the keg of beer and put it on ice, and then nobody shows up. What if President Biden, and parenthetically Donald Trump, throw this big party, this big vaccine party, and nobody comes out? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Las Vegas Best Talk. Mike Gallagher, 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you, 9 to noon. Listen to Charlie Kirk, noon to 3. Drive home with Kevin Wall, 3 to 6. And end your day with Jim Bohannon, 7 to 10. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Did you miss the deadline to sign up for a healthcare program at the end of 2020? If so, you're in luck. A special enrollment period is underway right now through May 15th, meaning that Americans looking to enroll in a new healthcare program for 2021 can do so without the need of a qualifying event. Over 200,000 Americans trust Liberty HealthShare for their healthcare needs. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. That's just $199 per month. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses, and in your time of need, other members are there for you. To learn more about how Liberty HealthShare can help you save money on your healthcare expenses, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
This is Republican Assemblyman Gregory Hafen II of Assembly District 36. My district includes Pahrump, most of Nye County, parts of Northwest Las Vegas, Logandale, Moapa, and a portion of Lincoln County. I will be on the Kevin Wall Show throughout this year's legislative session to review all the recent happenings in Carson City, the horse trading, bill sponsors, and lobbyists behind the bills that are being considered and passed by your legislator. To learn more about me, go to Hafen4Nevada.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gordon Christensen. When I became a dentist, I learned how quickly poor oral health can lead to other serious health problems. And for people without access to care, these problems can spiral very quickly. I wanted to help, so I joined Dental Lifeline Network. Right now, there's a wait list for patients in need in your community. I'm asking fellow dentists who will join me in seeing one patient per year.
To learn more, visit willyouseeone.org.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know what I love? I love it when public officials refuse to see what's right in front of their eyes. All they have to do is turn on Fox News. And, I might add, turn on CNN. And they'll see that there is a Biden border crisis. But they still will not admit it is a crisis. And that's unfortunate. If you don't acknowledge the problem, you're not going to be able to fix it. Now, Kevin McCarthy, he went to the border earlier this week. And he came back, in fact, today during his weekly news conference. Kevin McCarthy, the House Minority Leader, said that this Biden border crisis is real. Well, apparently we don't have that. That's it.
2 weeks ago, I sent a letter to President Biden requesting a meeting to discuss the border crisis. As of today, I still have not received a response from him or anyone in his administration. But in that short time period of 2 weeks, the situation at the border has only worsened. The United States now has an unprecedented 13,000 migrant children in custody. At least one migrant facility hit 729% capacity, and the mass influx shows no signs of stopping. When I toured there, I went to the El Paso facility. It was built during the Trump administration. 98,000 square feet. They said they built it so large that they would never meet capacity. That day, that Monday, they did something they didn't think they could do. They surpassed capacity for the very first time. 1,040. And what that meant was 120 Border Patrol agents who were supposed to be protecting our borders got pulled off to be in that facility. Earlier this week, when I led a trip to the border with 12 of my Republican colleagues, what we witnessed confirmed that that situation is even worse than we anticipated. Now, this photo was taken 4 days ago on private land at the border. This is what a crisis looks like. This is what the president will not go see. This is what President Biden will not acknowledge. The migrant facilities are exceeding capacity and require additional manpower. The overflow is taking border security agents off the patrols and creating more security vulnerability for our country. 10% of the migrants in the facilities we toured are testing positive for COVID. And those are just those that are tested. They do not test them when they enter. While I was there, they announced they were moving 1,000 to Midland, Texas, 3,000 to the convention center in Dallas. More coming probably to your cities as well. Not only does this create a health risk for the agents, but it also sacrificed the efforts of our communities have made to stop the spread of this virus. Even more alarming, during our briefing, we're informed that the Border Patrol agents have caught suspected terrorists trying to enter our country. I thought that would make all members of Congress think we'd have to work on this subject. Instead, I've known several Democrats were quick to accuse me of lying on Twitter. One even serves on Intel. Turns out they should have taken that time to find out the true facts.
Kevin McCarthy, worth waiting for. The Biden border crisis is real. It really is unfortunate, you know, when you think about it, that all you have to do is turn on your TV. All you have to do, 100,000 illegals coming across our southern borders just in the month of February. It's unfortunate, but it's true. Going to take a quick break. Stay where you are. Do not touch that dial. This hour of Live and Local, brought to you by attorney Craig Mueller of Mueller & Associates. When you need an attorney, you need someone who shares your conservative values. Call Craig Mueller, Mueller & Associates, 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. I'm Kevin Wall. You're listening to AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand. Take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall has a huge inventory of 2020, 2021, and the all-new redesigned 22 MDX. That means the 20 and 21s must go. Our loss, your gain. Save thousands on any lease or purchase with great rates starting as low as 0.9% on selected models. So don't delay. Come down to Finley Acura in the Auto Mall and visit us at FinleyAcura.com. Finley Acura, the new definition in luxury.
Again, stop in today at Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
Hey everybody, it's time for today's STEM tip. Want to know how to make your selfies even better? Okay, let's use science. The best time for photos is golden hour. That's the moment right before the sun sets, when the atmosphere scatters blue and violet wavelengths, making perfect, soft, and golden selfie light to show off that beautiful face of yours. Click. Check out Chic and STEM for more inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local, brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, the e-bikes. Check them out. You can do it right now at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. We always try and keep track of the Hollywood elite, because they are always bashing. Well, they're bashing conservatives. They're bashing church-going people. And gentlemen, Jim Dallas, you found another example, this time from Netflix. Tell me what you found.
Yeah, Kevin, you know that cartoons, they always are a little edgy. You know, South Park, Family Guy, you know, even The Simpsons at times. But this is a cartoon available on Netflix, and it's about a cartoon figure who's up on the cross. He has, like, machine guns for his arms. He comes down off the cross and does things with women that we know the Messiah, Christians look to, did not do. And it's disgusting. If the Muslim faith were mocked like this, you know what would happen. There would be a fatwa or whatever they call that against that individual, and they would be banned for life. But there are people, I don't see it posted today, but it was on Breitbart's, a story on Breitbart, and it's upset quite a few Christians. Even though it's a cartoon, it's disgusting. And if you want to do business with a company like that, I just... You know, if you like cancel culture, Kevin, well, maybe Netflix maybe should be on the consideration list for cancellation after something like this.
Boy, no kidding. Gentleman Jim Dallas, always on top of things, scouring the internet for the strange, the bizarre, and sometimes the just insulting. Ooh, just awful. Coming up, top of the hour, Stavros Anthony. He is still waiting to see if he won the Clark County Commission District C race. I think the state Supreme Court is going to rule in favor of Stavros Anthony. I mean, 139 discrepancies. Joe Gloria says, I can't declare a winner here. And he's the registrar of voters. And if he can't do that, who will then? That's the dilemma. Well, April 7th, oral arguments. And by the way, I just have a sneaking suspicion that if the state Supreme Court rules